Timpano, one of the original places on Restaurant Row, not only closed but got torn down, gone. But in its place, we got Eddie V's, the new one of the new Darden restaurants, and it opened last year. Fun, kind of a classy place, sort of doing for seafood what Capital Grille does for steaks. But I think Eddie V's actually does for steaks better than what Capital Grille does. California Grill reopened after a renovation. A Crooked Spoon food truck. We lost that, but they opened up a restaurant in Claremont called the Crooked Spoon Gastropub, which is doing terrific. Black Bean Deli, a real favorite in Winter Park for takeout, because you go in there and there's really no place to sit down. People would sometimes lean against the counter and have their food. Black Bean Deli opened up a place where you can actually sit down with your feet on the floor and enjoy their terrific Cuban food. Smiling Bison is one of the restaurants that I want people to pay attention to this year. These guys know what they're doing with food. It's a little upscale. It's a little too upscale for the surroundings, and I think they're gonna find a balance there. But this is one that I've really got my eye on, and I think they're gonna do well. Christner's finally changed over, and they're now Christner's Fine Steak and Lobster. We had Pharmacy open from the people who own the Table. A speakeasy kind of restaurant that does terrific food. So I think we had more openings than we had closing.
Of that list, what are some places that you especially recommend for good food, and what would you recommend ordering there?
If you love steaks, go to Christner's. They're still doing great. If you like a young vibe place and you enjoy specialty cocktails and people who really pay attention to their cocktails, Pharmacy, they actually make their own tonic. So that's the kind
wow.
of attention that they give for that. Try Kesh on the west side of town. It's short for Marrakesh. So there's a little bit of a Mediterranean vibe there, but it's really much more of a creative American. And do stop by Eddie V's.
And what else are you looking forward to in 2014?
We've got some things we're watching that are, we expect to open up. Hugh, it's going to be a new restaurant. It's going to have a whole new name, a whole new chef-driven vibe. And Greg Ritchie, who formerly was with Roy's on Sand Lake Road and with Emerald's Chop Chop, is going to be in the kitchen, and that's going to be one of the big events of the year, I think. Bosphorus, the Turkish restaurant on Park Avenue, is expanding, and there's going to be more outdoor dining. This is Florida. We should have more outdoor dining. John Rivers of Four Rivers Smokehouse is going to try to do for fried chicken what he does for brisket with the opening of The Coop in Winter Park, and we'll probably see that second quarter, I'm thinking. Shokos Basque Kitchen will open at the East End Market, and we expect that to happen next month. And that's from the owners of Spanish River Grill in New Smyrna Beach.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.